This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Hamas said Thursday that almost 50 Israeli hostages held in the Gaza Strip have been killed in Israeli bombing raids. The news service AFP, from where this report comes, said it was not immediately able to verify that claim. Another number under dispute is the number of Palestinians killed in Gaza, also from Israeli attacks. But Human Rights Watch Israel and Palestine director Omar Shakur says that discussion is a distraction.
This creates a fog of war, a fog of misinformation, which can provide political cover for more large-scale atrocities to take place. The conversation should focus on how world leaders can stop further mass atrocities and not nitpicking whether a number that's generally proven to be accurate may be a little bit off.
The health ministry in Gaza issued a 212-page document on Thursday, which it said contained the names and ID numbers of more than 7,000 Palestinians killed during the Israeli bombardment. European Union leaders agreed at a summit on Thursday to call for the establishment of a humanitarian corridor and pauses to get urgently needed aid into Gaza. The United States says Russia has been executing its own soldiers. U.S. National Security spokesperson John Kirby says the U.S. believes that Russia has suffered thousands of casualties in the current offensive.
Some of them on the orders of their own leaders.
He says the U.S. has information that Russian military has actually been executing soldiers who refuse to follow orders and that Russian commanders are threatening to execute entire units if they seek to retreat from